All right, back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. These two teams meeting for the 195th time here tonight. Series that dates back to the 1910-1911 season. Hastings holds an advantage of 103-91 in the series. Wesleyan winning both of the games last year. In fact, Wesleyan has won three out of the last four games after Hastings had won 10 games in a row from 2005 to 2010. Last four meetings the past 2 years have all been decided by 9 points or less, and we expect more of that here tonight as Hastings and Wesleyan meets for the first time here this season. Broncos coming in 9-2 on the year. They're 2-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan 4-3 on the season. They are 0-3 in the conference. Hastings is coming off of a 91-79 loss to Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. Nebraska Wesleyan losing to Northwestern 79-68. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Wesleyan, Jonah Bradley gets the start, a 6-foot junior out of Norfolk. Byron Thompson, 5'10", a sophomore out of Centennial, Colorado, is the other guard. Eric Jackson will be a forward, 6'2", a junior out of Lincoln Southeast. Trent Scheidel will be the other guard, 6'5", a junior from Falls City, Nebraska. And Tim Schweitzer will be the post player inside, a 6'8" junior out of Bedford, Iowa. Hastings College will go with Carson Bloom, a 5'10" freshman out of Minden. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" junior out of Norfolk. Dane Bacon, a 6'2" senior out of Kearney. Zach Lena going to get a start tonight for Lance Creech, a 6'4" sophomore out of Omaha. Dylan Flynn is the other starter, a 6'7" junior out of Lincoln. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. The Broncos in their road gray uniforms here this evening, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Nebraska Wesleyan in their white jerseys, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the black. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. Schweitzer is into the center circle here against Dylan Flynn, who gets his start here for the Broncos. Tell you what, Flynn and Lena have done a great job off of the bench for Hastings the past couple of weeks, and tonight they get a chance at a starter's role. Ball is in the air, double tapped, and Wesleyan will control the opening tip. Wesleyan will shoot to our basket to our left here. Thompson goes in the high post to Schweitzer, who hands it away to Eric Jackson. Spins right side of the lane, puts up a shot of a Lohman. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Schweitzer. Follow shot, no good. Bound for the rebound. Lohman grabs it here for Hastings College. Brady Lohman gets the ball away. The Carson Bloom into the forecourt. Wesleyan will play a man-to-man defense. Hastings College working with the ball. Lohman right at the top of the key. Goes over to Zach Lena. Lena down to Dane Bacon. Takes it to the left side of the lane. Bombs it inside down to Flynn. Flynn backs up against Schweitzer. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot for the window. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jonah Bradley. Bradley down to Thompson into the forecourt. Wesleyan very deliberate on offense. They average 70.1 points per ball game, which is 10th. Out of the 11 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll make Hastings play defense here tonight. Schweitzer comes out of the three-point territory to Jackson. Jackson down to Thompson. Down low. They get the ball to Scheidel. Scheidel has got it here. Jump pass to the far sideline to Bradley. Bradley takes it down to the baseline. And a short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball picked up on the hop here in the lane by Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got it for Hastings College down the near sideline to Carson Bloom. To Flynn. Bombs it down low to Zach Lena. His shot is up there and in. Zach Lena working the baseline and scoring there in the lane for the Broncos. And Hastings goes out on top here by a score of 2-0. Just underway, Hastings College women winning the first ball game here tonight. Here's Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Eric Jackson, double team. Lobs it inside, now to Schweitzer. Now down to the baseline, left side to Thompson. His shot's going to be blocked down by Flynn. Ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be Wesleyan ball. So Flynn got the block in there, but then could not grab it as it goes out of bounds. Wesleyan will get the fresh shot clock, and they'll play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Doing the honors there will be Jonah Bradley for Nebraska Wesleyan. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Action for the old G-Pack here tonight. Byron Thompson has got the ball deep in the corner on the left side. Picked up by Zach Lena. Schweitzer has got it down in the right corner. That's to Jonah Bradley. out of the wing to Eric Jackson. Circles around, takes it down the wing. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball tipped out here. Picked up by Brady Lohman. Lohman runs her back the other way for the Broncos to the far side. Watson Bloom. Bloom dribbles the ball to the top. The key reverses it now. Gets it over to Lohman on the wing on the left side. Lobs it to Zach Lina. Lina on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Lohman on the wing on the left side. Still 15 to go here on the shot clock. Dane Bacon is not it. Not until Carson Bloom. Carson out here in three-point territory. Resets the offense to Dane Bacon. Bacon down to Flynn. Left side, three-pointer put up there. It's down through the hole. A three-pointer put up there by Carson Bloom as he knocks one down from the left side. Hastings has a 5-0 lead here in this basketball game. 17-20 to play in the first half. There's a Byron Thompson with the ball. Thompson gets it to Jonah Bradley. Down in the corner of the right side to a Scheidel. Scheidel gets it to a Schweitzer. He takes off, drives it against Flynn. The basket is shot. It's up and in. Tim Schweitzer averaging 11 points per ball game gets his first field goal. Westland is on the board. It's now a 5-2 contest. Hastings protecting a three-point lead. There's a shot inside the free throw circle. It's up there, no good by Bacon, and the rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan. Schneider with a rebound, and now the Prairie Wolves will hold up with things there. They will walk the ball off the floor. This is what they want to play. They don't want to get into a running game with Hastings College. There's Schweitzer driving to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's hacked on the arm. Flynn is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. First team foul in Hastings College, and going to the free throw line will be Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer is a 60% foul shooter in the season. He is 9 out of 15. Fouled in the active shooting here. He'll get two. He misses the first one. Wesleyan is 10th in the conference in free throw percentage at 62%. They are 7th in field goal percentage at 48%. And they are number 6 in the conference in three-point shooting at 36%. Wesleyan will have one more. Shot is up there. It's no good by Schweitzer. Ball knocked around, and it's picked up by Hastings. So he misses two, and the score remains at 5-2 in favor of Hastings, and now the Broncos turn the ball away. Coming up the floor, goes off of the fingertips of Jake Marvin, who's into the ball game now, out of bounds. So the first turnover on Hastings. The Broncos have been averaging 16 turnovers on the season. 5-2 is the score. Hastings with the early lead. Jonah Bradley has got the ball. Bradley down to Thompson, and he'll set things up. Byron Thompson out here in three-point territory. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Scheidel has got the ball. Scheidel. Double team, gets to Thompson, down in the corner, down to Schweitzer. Again, inside to Scheidel. He puts up a shot off of the glass. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound in the lane. Follow shot by Bradley. Good, and he's fouled. Jonah Bradley picks up the loose ball in the lane. He scores it. And he is fouled in a play here by Bacon of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So Jonah Bradley goes to the free throw line down to try to make this a three-point play. Trevor Johnson into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan, replacing Scheidel. Trevor Johnson, a 6'5" junior out of Lincoln Pius. So Jonah Bradley to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. And Wesleyan has come back to tie things up. Hastings scores the first five. Wesleyan scores the next five. And we are tied up at 5 points apiece. 16:09 to play. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Brady Lohman for the Broncos, now to Marvin. He takes off. His shot off of the baseline is going to be blocked out of bounds. A block there by Trevor Johnson. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman will play things in for the Broncos. Lohman holds it. Lohman holds it. Pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson. Thompson brings it back 2-on-1 to the hole. He goes. His shot is up and in. And he's fouled. Byron Thompson goes tumbling out of bounds underneath the Wesleyan basket. The basket here is going to count, and we got a personal foul called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his first. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings 15-51 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Wesleyan 7, Hastings College 5.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight. Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Hastings now trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 7-5. Wesleyan on an early 7-0 run over Hastings. Thompson goes to the free throw line here to try and make this a three-point play. And the shot is up there. It's good. 8-5 is the score. Wesleyan has scored the last 8 points here in the contest after Hastings jumped out to the early 5-0 lead. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman down to Zach Lena at the top of the key. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Gets it to Carson Bloom. Bloom drops it down low to Lena. The ball's going to be intercepted. Second turnover in the ball game for Hastings. Down the near sideline is Thompson. Wesleyan out on top by a score of 8-5. Here's a bounce pass inside. Wesleyan working with it. There's a shot up there. It's going to be off of the baseline. No good by Johnson. And the rebound comes down to Zach Lena. One shot and done. Hastings grabbing the defensive board. Bacon dribbles the ball. Jump pass down in the corner to the left side. That's a Brady Lohman. Lohman now to Lena. Brings it back around the horn here to Carson Bloom. Bloom on the wing on the right side. Out to Jake Marvin. Now to Carson Bloom. To Marvin at the top of the key. Brings it back to Bloom. Bounce pass goes to Lena. Right side of the lane. Backs up. Fake. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Zach Lena with a couple of field goals and 4 points here in the ball game. Hastings now back to within 1 point. It's 8-7. 14:51 to play here in the first half from Snyder Arena. Byron Thompson with the ball. Brings it back in the dribble here from Nebraska Wesleyan. Goes to the far sideline to Andrew Minnis, who's into the ball game. Minnis goes out to Schweitzer. Now down in the corner is a long-range jumper by Minnis. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out here by Schweitzer, and Schweitzer's guilty of a personal foul. Tim Schweitzer picks up his first team foul, number one in Nebraska Wesleyan. Women's basketball tonight, Hastings beat Nebraska Wesleyan 56-49. Concordia, ranked number one, beats Briarcliff tonight in women's basketball. Charges ranked number five. Concordia beat Briarcliff tonight 72-65. Let's see other scores here in just a second. Hastings already back in their offensive scoring zone here, trying to take the lead. Brady Lohman in the lane, just inside the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal. Lohman is averaging 15 points per ball game. And now the Broncos have come back to grab a 9-8 lead with 14:07 to play here in the first half. Thompson with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to Mittis. Double team. And now a jump ball is called. Jump ball is called as he got out to the wing. That's Mittis. Alex Theron into the ball game. He was involved in the double team there. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos. That's officially a turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan, the first of the ball game. Northwestern beat Dort tonight in women's play, 71-51. Midland 65, Doan 60. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 74-59. Mount Marty is playing at Dakota State in a non-conference game. Hastings with a lead here, 9-8. Hastings with the ball in their offensive end. As they're working back around here to Allie there on the right side. They're out here in three-point territory, holds it. That goes to Zach Lena, drives the ball toward the goal. Contact made, foul called. A foul is going to be called on Johnson. Trevor Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first, the team's second. Non-shooting situation. Coming in is going to be Dylan Flynn for Hastings. Going out will be Jake Marvin. Hastings will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Broncos have a one-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. It is 9-8. They get it in to Flynn. Flynn back to Brady Lohman down in the corner. Sends it back inside to Flynn. Trying to put a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Follows and scores. Dylan Flynn scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. Hastings now out on top by a score of 11-8 here in the ballgame. Thompson has got it now for Nebraska Wesleyan to Gieselman. Travis Gieselman is into the ball game for the first time. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. A turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan driving back the other way. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Lena. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. So Wesleyan comes back. Byron Thompson on the dribble now. Goes on a high post. That's going to be Johnson. Spins. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. He's fouling the play. Grabs that ball at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Took her to the goal. And he is fouling the play here by Hastings. Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team's fourth foul. Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We've got Brent Wells coming into the ball game now for Hastings. Trey Beardsley is going to check in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's a lob out to Beardsley at the top of the key. Beardsley moves it over on the wing on the right side on the dribble. Goes in the high post now to Karame. And now we got a foul called. Sat Karame into the ballgame as well for Nebraska Wesleyan. And he's fouling the play here. It's going to go on Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five on Hastings. There's the ball. It's going to be deflected off of the inbound. Alex Thayer has got it now for Hastings. Sends the ball to Jake Hamburger. He mishandles it and is picked up here by Wesleyan. And now we got a timeout from Nebraska Wesleyan. Things unraveling a little bit here for the Prairie Wolves. They're going to talk things over. We got a timeout, 12:35 to play in the first half. It's now Hastings 11, Nebraska Wesleyan 8.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 11-8 is the score. Hastings out on top by 3 points, but Wesleyan has got the ball. Trey Beardsley has got it now. Beardsley goes to Jonah Bradley. Back to the near sideline and Trey Beardsley. Beardsley fires up a long range three. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Wesleyan. Beardsley gets it back on the wing on the left side. Picked up out there in the three-point territory by Jake Hamburger. There's Eric Jackson. Jackson sends it back down low. A shot taken by Beardsley is no good, and he's fouled into play. A foul here is going to go on Alex Thayer of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six in the Broncos. Trey Beardsley will go to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He has hit all four of his shots from the stripe this year. And this one is up there. It's going to be no good. Beardsley misses this one. Wesleyan, a 62% foul shooting team. As 10th in the conference. Beardsley, 5'10", a freshman out of Beatrice. Next one is up there. It's going to be good by Beardsley. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. Beardsley now with 3 points in the ball game. The Hastings College lead is now 2 points at 11-9. We're 8 minutes into the contest here from Steiner Arena in Lincoln. There's Lohman, free throw line jumper, put up that in. Ready, Lohman hits the free throw line, Jay. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 13-9. Broncos leading by four. Beardsley has got the ball. Now Scheidel is back into the ball game to Eric Jackson. Jackson sends it out on top. The ball is deflected by Lohman, but it's picked up here by Bradley. Bradley guarded by Alex Thayer. Bounce pass to the wing on the left side. Eric Jackson, double team, goes to Scheidel down on the baseline. His pass in the lane is going to be picked up by Carabay. Back down in the right corner to Bradley. His shot for two is good. Foot was on the line just out there in three-point territory, but his foot was on the line. Jonah Bradley knocks down the short jumper. 13-11. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there by Lohman. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Eric Jackson. Now Beardsley. Carrying into the fourth court again for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now to Eric Jackson. Jackson sends it down on the baseline to Bradley. Jonah Bradley's shot is going to be up there. It's no good over Lohman, and the rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Now to Thayer into the fourth court. The Lohman, the Wells, lobs it down low. It's off of the fingertips of Flynn out of bounds. Turnover number four on Hastings. Here comes Marvin into the ball game. Wells will check out. Flynn will check out as well. Into the ball game for Hastings College. It's going to be Brandon Krause who's into the ball game now. Krause, a 6'2" sophomore out of Lincoln. So he's going to get some early playing time here. Brandon Krause into the ball game now for Hastings College. Broncos playing the man-to-man defense. Hastings with a 13-11 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Jonah Bradley with the ball comes across the top to Beardsley. Beardsley is double-teamed. Beardsley is going to be tied up on the play. Marvin got in there. Alex Thayer got in there for Hastings and double-teamed Trey Beardsley. Possession now is pointing in favor of Wesleyan, so the Prairie Wolves will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench to our goal to our left. 10.5 minutes to play in the first half, 13-11. Hastings leading by two. Eric Jackson will play things in to Beardsley around the screen. Beardsley moves it to the wing on the right side all the way down to the baseline. Here's a nice pass underneath the basket by Seidel. His shot is up and in. Trent Seidel hits his first field goal. Beardsley gets the assist. Back the other way is Krause, and he's going to be fouled into play. A foul here is going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Eric Jackson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Schweitzer back into the ball game now for the Prairie Wolves. Alex Thayer is going to check out for Hastings College. Coming back in there for the Broncos. There's a Pass right in the lane is shot by Marvin. It's going to be no good. Jake Hamburger's in the ball game there for Hastings, replacing there. We're tied up at 13 points apiece here in the first half. Schweitzer puts up a little right-handed hook shot that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here come the Broncos now on the move. That's Zach Lennon. Now to Kraus from the wing on the right side. Takes the ball down to the baseline. His shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Scheidel for Nebraska Wesleyan. Scheidel gets it to, looks like a Byron Thompson, who's back into the ball game. Thompson brings it down to the near sideline to Eric Jackson. Down to Thompson again behind the screen. He's double teamed. There's a pass that's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Kraus. Drives, shoots, and scores. Kraus gets the steal and the field goal here for Hastings College. So Brandon Kraus, the sophomore out of Lincoln, scores. That gives Hastings a 2-point advantage, ending at 15-13. On the high post is going to be Scheidel. Squares around at the top of the key. Bombs it down low all alone. Eric Jackson, and he lays it in. Boy, a defensive breakdown right there. Eric Jackson wide open. He gets the easy field goal there. That ties things up at 15 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball. On the right side is Kraus. Has it knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Eric Jackson over here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings will play it in now right in front of the Wesleyan bench. End of the ball game for Hastings is going to be Dane Bacon. Bacon comes in. Jake Hamburger checks out. So Kraus will play things in for the Broncos. We're tied up at 15 points apiece. 9 minutes to play. Inbounds pass is deflected back out of bounds. Hastings will try it again with Kraus over here. He'll move about 15 feet to his left and will play things in now in front of the Wesleyan coaching staff. Kraus gets it into Dane Bacon. Wesleyan still in a man-to-man defense. There's a Carson Bloom with the ball. Now to Marvin. The Bloom. The Kraus on the wing on the right side. The Marvin lobs it down low. Lena grabs it. Lena can't go for the shot, though. Gives it back out to Kraus at the top of the key. Now he misses the ball. It's picked up here by Wesleyan. Eric Jackson takes it the other way. His shot is up there. It's good. Hastings turns the ball over for the fifth time here in this first half. Jackson converts on the other end. Wesleyan has now got a 17-15 lead over Hastings. Marvin, 10-footer is up there. No good. Rebound Lena. Lena trapped on the baseline. He falls down. Jump ball was called. Zach Lena falls down with the ball underneath the basket there. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. 8:22 to play here in the first half, 17-15. The Prairie Wolves out on top. Kraus will inbound the ball just to the right of the goal down here on the baseline. Lobs it in. Jake Marvin grabs it as he works against his Schweitzer. Marvin drives it down on the baseline and circles underneath the basket. His reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Scheidel. Scheidel gets it away. It's Thompson into the forecourt. Trent Scheidel. Now to Eric Jackson, left side of the lane. Leaves it out on top. That's going to be Jonah Bradley over to Thompson on the wing. Into Trent Scheidel again with his back to the basket. Looks, throws it out here on the wing, left side to Jackson. His three-pointer is put up there, no good. Schweitzer grabs the rebound. Schweitzer out to Thompson. Thompson comes out to Bradley. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings, and now a foul is called. Personal foul is going to be called, and Hastings, a rebounding foul here. It's going to go on Marvin. Jake Marvin picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos, and now Nebraska Wesleyan is in the bonus situation. Trent Scheidel goes to the free throw line now. Scheidel has got a field goal and 2 points so far in the ball game, a 73% foul shooter. Andrew Minnis comes back into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan, replacing Jonah Bradley. So Scheidel to the free throw line here for Wesleyan. His shot is up there. That one is going to be short. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. 17-15 is the score. Hastings trailing by a couple of points here. Carson Bloom back in the ball game. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be a deflected. It's brought down here. Driving layup by Minnis. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon runs her back the other way to Carson Bloom. Lobs the ball inside to Lena. Down in the corner. Marvin for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Scheidel in the lane. 7:19 to play. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 17-15. The pace right now in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan. They want to keep this ball game down in the 50s and 60s if it can. Eric Jackson out of Byron Thompson. Out here in three-point territory around the screen. Thompson drives it down the right side of the lane and throws the ball away. Trying to spot up Minnis for maybe a three-pointer on the far sideline. He throws the ball in the second row of the bleachers. That is the fourth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Trey Beardsley comes into the ball game now for Thompson. Dylan Flynn back into the ball game as well for Hastings College. Replacing Marvin. Nebraska Wesleyan 17, Hastings College 15 in men's college basketball action here tonight. Carson Bloom out on top, now to Bacon. Bacon now to Lohman. Lohman dribbling with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass right side of the lane. That's Flynn. Spins one way, then the other. Can't go up for the shot. Gets it back out to Carson Bloom. Now to Bacon in the corner. A foul is going to be called. Andrew Mittis is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five on the Broncos. The team foul number five on the Prairie Wolves here in the first half. Hastings will play things in. Lohman gets it into Flynn down there in the corner on the right side. Leaves it out on top to Carson Bloom. Gets it back to Flynn. Drives it towards Schweitzer. His son's going to be up there. No good. Schweitzer had the rebound. He lost it to Mittis. Andrew Mittis gets it in the hands now of Beardsley as he hustles into the forward court to Schweitzer. Schweitzer on the wing on the left side to Travis Gieselman, who's back into the ball game. Drives it against Lohman. Jump pass into the lane there to Johnson, and the foul's going to be called. Johnson right in front of the hole was hacked on the arm here by Hastings. That's going to be their 18th foul, so we'll have some free throws coming up here. The foul is going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his second. So going to the free throw line again will be Trevor Johnson. Just a 44% foul shooter in the season. He is 8 out of 18 from the free throw this year. Lena comes out. Here comes Brent Wells back into the ball game. So Trevor Johnson to the free throw line. His first one is up there. It's going to be no good. He won't get the second one as he misses on the front end of the 1-1. Hastings still down by 2 points. It's 17-15. Here comes Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson Bloom now to Dane Bacon to Lohman. Brings it back to Dane Bacon. Down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Off of the window. Dane Bacon scores for Hastings. And we are tied up at 17 points apiece here in men's college basketball. Just by the 6 minute mark here. Here's a Trey Beardsley with the ball. Beardsley gets it down to a Trevor Johnson. He gets away. Now a traveling violation. His man fell down that was guarding him. That was a Carson Bloom. But he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number five on Nebraska Wesleyan. Brent Wells checks out of the ball game now. Here comes Jake Hamburger back in there. Hastings can pull ahead here with a 2-point field goal. 5:48 to play in the first half. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 17. Hamburger has got the ball. Hamburger out to Flynn. Bounce pass gets it inside to Lohman. And we got a foul called. But the ball was kicked. It was kicked by Nebraska Wesleyan. So Hastings will play things in underneath their own hoop here with 26 seconds left in the shot clock. Lohman plays things in. The Dylan Flynn now to Bacon. Bacon comes across the top to Carson Bloom. Bloom hands it away now to a Lohman out here in three-point territory to Hamburger. Hamburger sends it inside to Flynn with his back to the basket. Trying to drive it now, spins, puts up a shot for the glass. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mittis. Andrew Mittis gets it into the hands of Beardsley. Runs her back the other way to Schweitzer. Lobs it inside. Johnson has got it. Can't go for the shot. He throws it down in the corner. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Hamburger out there with his quick hands knocks the ball out of bounds. So Wesleyan will play things in on the far sideline. 26 seconds left on the shot clock. 5:16 left in the first half. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 17. Trey Beardsley with the ball out here in 3 points. He's still in the man-to-man. High post. They get to a Karamy. Karamy over here to a Beardsley. Lobs the ball inside again to Karamy. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and he's fouled into play. Going up against Flynn. Flynn hacked him with a karate chop there. Dylan Flynn picks up his second personal foul. And that's going to send Sas Karamy to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's 6'10", a senior from Estonia. Tallinn, Estonia. As he goes to the charity stripe here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Looks up there. He's a 60% foul shooter. It's up there and good. They'll get one more. That gives Wesleyan the advantage. It is 18-17. And Zas Karamy will have one more. Dips the knees. The big guy throws it up there, and the shot rattles home and is good. So Wesleyan has now got a 2-point lead, 19-17. Here's Lohman coming back, and he's going to be hit on the play. And a foul is going to be called here on Travis Gieselman. That's going to be on Nebraska Wesleyan. You're listening to Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Hastings throws the ball into the lane. A shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn grabs it there after Lohman inbounds the ball underneath the basket. Two field goals for Dylan Flynn in the contest. Hastings comes back to tie things up at 19 points apiece. Wesleyan back on the offensive attack. Karamy has got it. Back out to Beardsley. Goes over in the wing on the right side to Amittis. Minnis lobs the ball inside down to Johnson. He works to the basket. Up there and in. Trevor Johnson just powering his way to the basket there. For Nebraska Wesleyan gets the field goal. And now we got contact made again in backcourt. And a foul is going to be called here on Gieselman. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 on Nebraska Wesleyan. So Hastings will now go to the free throw line. And Woolman will toe the mark here for Hastings. Loman is number 1 in the conference for free throw percentage. He's hitting 93% of his foul shots so far this year. He's 42 out of 45 from the free throw line. He doesn't miss many. Shot is up there. This one is perfect. Loman has now got 5 points in the ball game. Morningside leading Dakota Wesleyan 26-17 with 4:33 to play in the first half of their ball game. Loman's second free throw is up there and in, so we're tied up at 21 points apiece. Neither team with much of a lead here in this ball game. Right off of the bat, Hastings scored 5 points in a row. We grab a 5-0 lead, and that's been the biggest lead for either team here. And now we've got a timeout here for Nebraska Wesleyan as Hastings with attacking in backcourt. The count was getting up there toward 10. So Nebraska Wesleyan calls the timeout to save the possession. We've got a timeout, 4:22 to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with the score. Hastings 21, Nebraska Wesleyan 21.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College hitting 9 of 22 from the field so far for 40.9%. Nebraska Wesleyan 8 out of 22 for 36.4%. Still got 4 minutes and some change left here in the first half. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Jonah Bradley. No good. The ball being slapped around, and it's picked up here by Loman. Hastings has a chance to pull ahead here. Brady Loman into the forecourt. Loman takes the ball inside the free throw circle. The hamburger bombs the ball now to Flynn with his back to the basket. Spins. Puts up a little left-handed hook shot. It's up there and in. Dylan Flynn now with 3 field goals and 6 points. Flynn averaging 11.2 in the season. Hastings 23. Nebraska Wesleyan 21. Wesleyan with the ball. Thompson has got it out here. Thompson in 3-point territory. Moves it on the dribble to the left side of the floor. Gets the ball now to Eric Jackson. Jackson back to Thompson. Fakes the 3. Bounce pass goes inside to Karamy. With his back to the basket, he backs up, puts up a little shot. Good. Sass Karamy scoring there for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's his first field goal. Long pass down the floor. Dane Bacon has got it for the Broncos. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Hamburger drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hamburger knocked down. No foul in the play. Donor Bradley grabs the rebound. We're tied up at 23 points apiece. Nebraska Wesleyan now with the ball. A chance to pull ahead here. Eric Jackson goes inside, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson now with 4 points. Wesleyan with a lead, 25-23. Hastings with the ball here. Jake Hamburger has got it. Wesleyan still in a man-to-man defense. Hamburger goes to Flynn. Flynn backs up, works against Karamy. Nice dish, and the shot is up there. No good by Bacon, but he's fouled in the play. Dayton Bacon slicing down the lane there. As Flynn got him the ball, and he's fouling the play. Foul is going to go on Jonah Bradley. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Dane Bacon for Hastings. So Bacon to the free throw line here for the Broncos in his 25-23 ball game. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good by Dane. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. Krause back into the ball game for the Broncos. Going out is going to be Brent Wells. Schweitzer comes back in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Sass Karamy comes to the bench. Here's the next free throw by Bacon is good. Hastings, the number one shooting free throw ball club in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, are knocking down 75% of their charity tosses this year. Hastings has come back to tie things up at 25 points apiece in this seesaw battle. There's a pass intercepted by Krause. Krause drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. That's the second time tonight he's got an interception. And a field goal at the offensive end. He's got 4 points in the ball game. First time we've seen him play for a while. Making a name for himself here in his hometown of Lincoln. 27-25. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Bounce pass into Schweitzer. Kicks it out here to Eric Jackson. Down in the corner to Bradley. His shot for 3. Good. Nope, they say his foot was on the line. Jonah Bradley knocks down a long two-point field goal from the corner. We're tied up at 27. There's a three-pointer put up the other way. It's up and in. Hastings getting the field goal there. That's a Dane Bacon throwing up the tray. He's now got 7 points, and Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. The Broncos have the lead. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play. You're in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 30, Nebraska Wesleyan 27.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Barry Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Hastings has a 30-27 lead, so this is their biggest lead they've had since they jumped out to a 5-0 advantage. It's been 1 or 2 points either way here since the early minutes of the ball game. Hastings hitting a big three-pointer on their last possession from Bacon, who's now got 7 points in the ball game for Hastings. Now the Broncos will attack here in backcourt. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 30, Nebraska Wesleyan 27. With the ball is Thompson. Thompson being chased. Some contact, no foul. Trevor Johnson has got it in his pass. He's going to be kicked over there on the wing and left side by Hamburger. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in off the far side. 24 left on the shot clock. Eric Jackson will play things in off the far side. Gets it into the hands of Byron Thompson. Thompson holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Over on the wing on the right side to Bradley. Bradley now to Jackson. Top of the key back to Bradley on the left wing. Bradley holding the ball, looking to penetrate against Bacon. Now dribbles behind the screen. Moves it to the right side. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Bounce pass to Trevor Johnson. Spins at the free throw line. Puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Outlet pass to the near sideline. Brady Woolman. Woolman gets it over here to Hamburger. Hamburger back out on top. That's Krause with the ball. Krause brings it back to Hamburger. Near side to Woolman. Woolman takes the three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Short. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Hastings 30. Nebraska Wesleyan 27. It means college basketball action here tonight. For the women's ball game, Hastings holding off Nebraska Wesleyan, winning 56-49 in the first ball game here tonight. Here's Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball. Byron Thompson has got it just past the 10-second mark here, 10-second line out there in the center of the floor. Picked up by Bacon, down to Trevor Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key, sends the ball inside. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Hamburger. Back the other way to Woolman. Woolman puts a couple of guys in the air. Throws up a shot. No good. Gets his rebound. Follow shot. No good. And he's fouled into play. And Woolman again. We go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Shot is the personal foul is going to be whistled by Eric Jackson. That's going to be his second. So Brady Woolman goes to the free throw line for Hastings College. Woolman has got 6 points here in the ball game. 93% foul shooter, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Woolman of Hastings and also Jonah Bradley of Nebraska Wesleyan are former teammates at Norfolk. In fact, both of those players led their team to the state runner-up finish for the Panthers a couple of years ago. Now playing for different teams here in the G-Pack. They're both in the lineup right now, and they're sitting side by side as Woolman throws up the free throw. Bradley had the first position to the left side of the lane. So Woolman has now got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings has now got a 5-point lead. Matches their biggest lead of the contest at 32-27. Nebraska Wesleyan having problems with it here in backcourt. They got a tall timeout. Thompson kind of lost his footing down there. He was down on the floor, and then finally got the ball out to Bradley. But a timeout was called here, trying to save the possession. Got another break with 40.7 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 32, Nebraska Wesleyan 27.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Seely's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings scoring off for the 195th time here tonight. Broncos had a string of 10 straight wins over Nebraska Wesleyan, but the Prairie Wolves have come back here the last couple of years. In fact, they've won the last, four games against the Hastings College. Now they're battling here tonight. 32-27 is the score. And here's a turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan as they come back in their offensive zone out of the timeouts. Wesleyan has won three out of the last four games after Hastings has won 10 in a row here in this series. Hastings with a five-point lead right now at 32-27. And the Broncos will go for the final shot here in this first half. Lohman just across the mid-court stripe here. Lohman dribbling with the ball against Andrew Mittis. Down with 13, Hastings will move. Dane Bacon gets it to Lohman out right side of the lane. Double team. Lohman forces up a shot to be blocked down by Mittis. Ball is recovered here by Schweitzer. Out of Mittis coming back the other way. 2 seconds. 1 second. Mittis puts up a shot. No good. And a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Andrew Mittis as he tries to get the shot away. So now there's only 0.2 of a second remaining. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt to get it into Kraus. And that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan here at halftime tonight in men's college basketball. The score at the break, it's Hastings College 32, Nebraska Wesleyan 27. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Start protecting yourself from mayhem today. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena. Men's basketball here in the second game of the doubleheader. Hastings with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 32-27 here at the break. Checking the numbers in the first half for Hastings. Broncos hitting 41% from the field, 12 out of 29. Nebraska Wesleyan 11 out of 27 for 40.7%. The Broncos have hit 2 out of 4 from 3-point range for 50%. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0 out of 4. Hastings perfect from the free throw line. They are 6 out of 6. Nebraska Wesleyan 5 out of 10 for 50%. Rebounds, Nebraska Wesleyan with 19 in the first half compared to 17 for Hastings. Wesleyan won the offensive glass 6-4. Wesleyan has turned the ball over 10 times so far in the first half of play. Hastings has got 7 turnovers. Nebraska Wesleyan with 4 block shots and 5 steals. Hastings with 1 block shot and 6 steals. Hastings College has got the lead. The score is 32-27 here in halftime. Checking the scoring in the first half. Brady Lohman and Dane Bacon leading the way. They each have 7 points. Lohman has knocked down 2 field goals, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for his 7. Dane Bacon has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 7 points. Dylan Flynn has got 3 field goals for 6. Zach Lena has got 2 field goals for 4. Carson Bloom has nailed a 3-pointer in the first half. He has got 3 points. Nebraska Wesleyan being led by Jonah Bradley. He's got 7. Bradley has got 3 field goals, and he has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Trevor Johnson on a field goal. He is 0 out of 1 from the line. Eric Jackson has got 4 points and 2 field goals. Sas Karami has got 4 points. He's got a field goal, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scores for Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan getting 2 points from Tim Schweitzer on a field goal. He is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Trent Seidel has got a field goal. He's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line for 2 points. Hastings College has got the lead here at halftime. The score is 32-27. And checking the scoreboard from tonight, women's college basketball earlier, it was Hastings beating Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 56-49. In our first contest here tonight, Hastings College getting 11 points from Melissa Thompson and 12 points from Chelsea Morton in the ball game here tonight. So two players scoring double figures. Chelsea Morton with 12, and Melissa Thompson had 11 points and 9 rebounds. The Broncos hold off Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 56-49. Hastings picks up a victory, and they pick up their 7th win of the season here this evening against only 5 losses. Hastings will play Briar Cliff coming up on Saturday. The other scores in women's play from earlier tonight: Morningside beat Dakota Wesleyan 74-59. Midland winners over Doan 65-60. Northwestern 71, Dort 51. And number 1 ranked Concordia tonight beat 5th ranked Briar Cliff by the score of 72-65. We're at halftime of our men's ball game. Hastings with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 32-27. By the way, our halftime show tonight is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week. Then Hastings College Spotlight will be right back here for the second half from Snyder Arena. And the score, Hastings leading Nebraska Wesleyan 32-27. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Today's KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Chelsea Cummings. Chelsea from Ogallala, Nebraska, is a multi-sport athlete, a junior majoring in advertising, PR, and marketing, and minoring in studio art, and has a 3.72 GPA. As we mentioned, a multi-sport athlete has had 1 year of Hastings College track and field, and it's been all 3 years on the Hastings College volleyball team, who just made it to the quarterfinals in the NAIA National Tournament. In the classroom, she's been a member of the Dean's List, and in her free time, enjoys reading, painting, drawing, and hanging out with friends and family. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Chelsea Cummings, and it's brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes the Scholar Athlete of the Week for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No
appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8, Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Habronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's bowl special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
And welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Habronik with you here from our KHS Radio Sports Studios. Joining us on the line, we have Dan Glomsky with us from the Shackleton Observatory. And first of all, Dan, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure, Tyson.
Dan, let's first of all talk a little bit about this, the Shackleton Observatory. For those that are unaware that this this observatory is right here in our Hastings community, talk a little bit about what this is all about.
Well, the Shackleton Observatory is run by Hastings College, and it's open two Saturday nights to the public per month. And so it's located 3 miles south of Highway 6 on Wabash Avenue. It's signed, so you'll see the signs from Highway 6, regardless of whether you're coming from the east or from the west. And we're open two Saturday nights per month, weather permitting. We have four telescopes upstairs that give wonderful views of the moon, planets, double stars, galaxies, so on and so forth. Lots of things to see. And we do a short program beforehand, so we give people an introduction as to what they're going to see. And it's free and open to the public. So the next time we're open is December 8th, and we should have a lot of cool stuff to see then if the weather allows us to see it.
Now, with that, you do as well special events kind of throughout the year at certain times, and one in particular is coming up on Thursday, December 13th. I understand we're going to be having quite a big meteor shower going on.
Yes, the Geminid meteor shower is the best meteor shower of the year. During the evening, and it's a relatively rare shower in that you can see some meteors during the evening, you typically can see about maybe 40 to 50 meteors an hour, especially if you go towards midnight. Earlier in the evening, it's a little bit lower. But still, it's a shower that you can see some meteors during the evening, and it's one of the very few showers that does that. So we're going to open during the shower's peak on the evening of the 13th, a Thursday evening. We'll start with a short program about 7:30 p.m., and then we'll go outside to view not only the meteors, which you can see with your unaided eyes, you don't need a telescope for those, but we'll do some telescope viewing as well. We'll show people Jupiter and some other things in the sky. So we'll do that for about an hour or so, that is to say observing through the telescopes, and then by 9 o'clock or so, we'll shut the telescopes down and we'll do some meteor watching with just our eyes. If people are coming out, I would strongly recommend that they bring out a reclining lawn chair and some blankets and definitely wear warm clothes.
Once again, Dan Glomsky joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. And we talked a little bit about the Shackleton Observatory right at the top of the broadcast for those that are kind of unaware of what's right here in the Hastings community. And you're going to be even opening this up in an open house that's going to be going on, too.
Yes, this coming Saturday on the 8th, we'll be open to the public, and we do open to the public only if the weather is favorable. So how do you know if we're going to be open or not? Well, one of the things you can do is to call the Starline phone message, and the number for that is 402-462-7378, and I usually update that by 5 o'clock that afternoon. So if you're not sure, you look at the sky and say, well, yeah, there's some clouds out there, but I also see some blue sky. You're not sure if it's going to be open or not, give that message a call. Or for any Facebook users out there, the Sacklemont Observatory does have a Facebook page, and I will update the status of the program as well on the page, and I'll do that by 5 o'clock that afternoon as well. So that way people don't waste a trip coming out there, if it clouds up sometime and they come and see there's a locked gate there and they can't get in. So I hate when that happens. So call the message or contact the Facebook page if you have any questions as to whether we're open or not.
This year's strongest meteor display will be the viewing subject at the Hastings College's Shackleton Observatory. Dan Glomsky, he's the program coordinator for the observatory. He's been joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Dan, always appreciate the time and always appreciate the information, and we'll keep our eyes skyward come this Thursday.
Sounds good, Tyson. Thanks so much.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler Home Generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Where do your donations to the Salvation Army go? Wherever hope is the only thing left. Wherever a life can be turned right side up. Wherever good can overcome. Donate today at SalvationArmyUSA.org. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
This is Major Abe Tamayo at the Hastings Salvation Army saying thank you in advance for helping us bell ring. If you'd like to volunteer to bell ring, please call us, 463-0529.
1230 KHAS.
Play here in the second half is underway. Zach Lena goes up with a fresh shot. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Nebraska Wesleyan. Second half underway. He sings out on top of the Prairie Wolves by the score of 32-27. Nebraska Wesleyan shooting to our basket to our right, and immediately we got a personal foul called as Wesleyan brought the ball into their offensive scoring zone for the first time here in the second half. Carson Bloom picks up the foul. It's going to be his second. Your halftime show tonight presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Wesleyan will inbound the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket. They're trailing by 5 points, 32-27. 5 points has been the biggest lead in this contest here tonight. Hastings enjoying that right now. Schweitzer comes over here to Byron Thompson. Thompson comes across the top to Eric Jackson. Lobs it inside the free throw circle to Scheidel. Kicks it back out to Jackson. His shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound Flynn. Flynn has got it for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Lohman. Hustles into the forecourt. Leads it out here to Bacon. Bacon behind a Flynn screen. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Has the ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Still plenty of time to work on the shot clock. 26 seconds. Hastings 32 and Nebraska Wesleyan 27. Lohman plays it into Bacon to the basket. He goes. His shot is up there and in. Bacon banks one in off of the window. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now, 34-27. Their biggest lead of the ball game here to start the second half. Eric Jackson in the deep wing, left side, circles around, takes it to the top of the key, bounce pass to Thompson. Down low, down to Schweitzer. He has the basketball knocked out of his hands from behind. Zach Lena coming around from the offside there and knocking the ball out of Schweitzer's hands. Wesleyan will play things in to the left of the basket down here on the baseline. 18 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings leading the Prairie Wolves by a score of 34-27. Ball got away and down the hallway. It's been retrieved now by the Zebras, and Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Thompson has got it. Thompson down to Bradley. Bounce pass inside again to Schweitzer. Works against Flynn. Backs up in the lane. His fadeaway jumper is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Bound for the rebound. Foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Seidel. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one in the Prairie Wolves. Now Hastings with a chance to extend their lead here. Broncos leading by 7, 34-27. Here's Carson Bloom, takes it down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. It's passed back out here to the near side, picked up by Bacon. His long-range three is up there, no good. Rebound Schweitzer. His outlet pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Lena. He goes for the basket. His shot, no good. Gets his own rebound. Now Bacon has got it. We got a jump ball called. Lena lost it. Bacon picked it up, and he was immediately tied up on the play. The arrow is pointing in favor of Wesleyan, so the Prairie Wolves will come back the other direction. 18-14 to play. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Hastings College women winning the first ball game. Ben looking for a sweep here tonight. Driving down the right side of the lane. Thompson all the way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Byron Thompson gets away, gets his second field goal. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's Carson Bloom. He spins right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled in the way in. Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line. Byron Thompson commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number two on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half. And Carson Bloom, the product out of Minden, will go to the free throw line. He's got a three-pointer to his credit so far tonight. 63% foul shooter in the season. He's 14 out of 22. Carson Bloom toes the mark. Shot is up there. It's no good. Hastings will play Briar Cliff coming up on Saturday afternoon. Game times will be at 2 and at 4 o'clock at the Osborne Sports Center. The Sports Complex. Be on the air with the pregame show at 1:45. Carson Bloom hits a second free throw. Hastings down with a 6-point lead, 35-29. They get a double team here in backcourt trying to get away as Thompson. He does on the dribble. Hastings still giving chase. Thompson gets it. Now a traveling violation. He got it to the 10-second line to Scheidel, but Thompson was whistled for the traveling violation. 11 turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ballgame. Hastings will play things in, and their offensive end on the far sideline as Lohman comes into the backcourt as he gets it to Bloom. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 35-29. Bloom here on the near side gets it out now to Bacon between the circles. Behind the screen from Flynn, pulls up on the wing, throws it over to Lohman. Entry pass to get it inside to Flynn, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled into play. Tim Schweitzer going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be his second team foul, number three on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half of play. And Dylan Flynn goes to the free throw line. Hastings doing a good job getting the ball inside tonight. And Dylan Flynn, who's got three field goals, will go to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. He knocks one home here. Flynn is a 64% foul shooter. Hastings College now with a 7-point lead at 36-29 with 17:26 to play. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So Flynn now with 8 points. Hastings leading 37-29. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame, and it comes with 17:26 to play here in the second half. Here's Jonah Bradley. Gets it across the 10-second line to Jackson. He loses control of the ball, but it's picked up here by Thompson. Thompson drives it down the lane. Collision. Foul called. An offensive charging foul on Byron Thompson as he takes the ball down the lane. Runs over Flynn, but he also picks up the charge. The third foul in Byron Thompson. Team foul number four on the Prairie Wolves. Hastings with a chance to extend their lead. Broncos lead 37-29 here in the ballgame. Carson Bloom down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Takes it to the elbow. Gets it to Lena. Now to Bloom. The Lohman. Right sideline to Flynn. Back outside. Carson Bloom has got it. Lobs it down low. The ball deflected away and is picked up by Schweitzer. Turnover number eight on Hastings. Schweitzer gets the ball in the hands now of Jonah Bradley. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. Back into the forecourt, Schweitzer has got it. Schweitzer on the wing, Eric Jackson. He holds it there against Bacon. Jackson goes to Scheidel. Scheidel works it left side of the lane. Into the paint, jump pass down to the baseline. Schweitzer, five-footer, good. Tim Schweitzer scores on the right baseline. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. The Hastings College lead is now 6 at 37-31. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Circling around with the ball as Bacon takes the ball down the paint. His shot is up there, no good. Hastings with a rebound. Bloom down here on the baseline, kicks it out to Lohman. Lohman out here in three-point territory, looking to drive it, stops and pops from 12, shot good. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings again with a 8-point lead at 39-31. Pressure in backcourt. Byron Thompson has got it. Thompson weaving his way up the floor. Gets it into the offensive zone. And Thompson will set things up now for the Prairie Wolves. Comes to the near sideline to Bradley. The ball nearly intercepted there by Bacon. Out to Thompson now in 3-point territory to Scheidel. Scheidel over to Bradley. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That is Dylan Flynn with the rebound. Gets it away to Lohman. Here come the Broncos. Lohman down to Bacon. Out to Brady. Out in 3-point territory. Moves right, now left, drives the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It's picked up by Scheidel. Scheidel gets it to Byron Thompson. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball, trailing now by 8 points at 39-31. Jonah Bradley takes the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Jackson, follow shot, partially deflected. The ball brought out there by Hastings. Carson Bloom, now to Lohman, to Bacon. Bacon mishandles the ball, but he gets it under control. Out on top, here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Lohman. Rebound, Bacon. Bacon in the lane, kicks it out on the wing. Bloom for three, shot good. Carson Bloom nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 7 points, and Hastings is out to an 11-point lead now at 42-31. Broncos playing good D so far here in the second half. They've extended that 5-point halftime lead now to 11 points at 42-31. Schweitzer driving the ball to the goal there. Contact made in a lot of humanity down there underneath the basket, and the foul is going to be called on Flynn. Dylan Flynn picks up his third personal foul, and Schweitzer will go to the free throw line. Here comes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players into the ball game now. 2 for Hastings, 3 for Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll have to wait until Schweitzer has his first free throw attempt here. He's 0 out of 2 from the line tonight. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. It's no good. They'll get one more. Here comes Krause back into the ball game for Hastings. Alex Thayer is going to check in. We've got Trevor Johnson checking in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Trey Beardsley checking in for Wesleyan. Andrew Mittis also into the ball game. Second shot is up there. It's going to be short. Misses a pair. Rebound Hastings. The Broncos have an 11-point lead. Driving the ball inside, and a foul is going to be called. Dane Bacon taking the ball into the paint there, and he's fouled by Andrew Mittis. That's going to be the second foul on Mittis. Schweitzer checks out now, and Sas Karami comes back in there. So a complete line change there for Nebraska Wesleyan. About 5 minutes into the second half, we're at the 14-40 mark. Hastings will play things in down on the baseline. They get it to Bacon. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down by Karami. Now we got a foul called. But what do we have here? Yeah, a jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos again will play things in. Lohman will play it in the left side of the goal down here at the baseline. They get it to Bacon, and Bacon is going to be fouled into play. A push from behind by Andrew Mittis. That's going to be the third foul on Mittis. That's going to be team foul number 6 already on the Prairie Wolves. So Hastings almost into the bonus already. We're not yet to the 14-minute mark here in the second half. Zach Lena has got the ball for the Broncos. Now to Krause. Krause comes out here to Alex Thayer. Thayer brings it back to Krause. He drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Mittis grabs the ball. Mittis grabs it for Nebraska Wesleyan into the forecourt. Now to Beardsley. Beardsley to Karami. Karami moves it over on the wing to Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside here to Johnson. His shot is up there. It's off of the glass. No good. Rebound Hastings. Lohman runs it back the other way. Brady Lohman flips the ball here to Alex Thayer. Thayer double team. Goes to Lohman on the baseline. Dribble penetration. Throws it out to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. No good. Lena had the rebound. He lost it. Mittis picks it up now for Wesleyan. 14 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hastings with an 11-point lead, 42-31. Trevor Johnson, he backs up, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Krause. That's going to be his first foul. So Brandon Krause, the sophomore out of Lincoln, picks up the personal foul. Non-shooting situation, and it's going to be Wesleyan inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own hole. Mittis gets things in to Beardsley. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. Beardsley on the wing. Goes inside the free throw circle to Johnson. Drives it down to paint. Scoop shot good. Trevor Johnson powers the ball to the goal there. He's now got 6 points. 42-33. Hastings with the lead. Broncos back with the ball. Bacon comes cross court to Lohman for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Trevor Johnson has got it for Wesleyan. Hands it away here to Beardsley. He'll bring things up now against Alex there. Beardsley into the forecourt for Wesleyan. Throws it to the near side to Andrew Mittis. Holds it 25 feet away from the goal. Eric Jackson at the free throw line. Jackson, his shot is up there. Good. Eric Jackson scores. So Wesleyan comes back and hits back-to-back field goals. And it's 42-35 now. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Kraus to Alex there for three. Shot is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Andrew Minnis. Minnis gets it in the hands now of Beardsley. He'll bring things up. Beardsley gets into the offensive zone on the high post. That is Johnson gets away, drives it down the lane. His shot is up and in. Six straight points right off of the bat there for Nebraska Wesleyan. And Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings had an 11-point lead. Wesleyan scores six straight. They got themselves the ball game again. Hastings leading by five. 12:50 remaining in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 42, Wesleyan 37.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime scores in men's college basketball. Morningside is leading Dakota Wesleyan 32-21 at halftime. Briarcliff leading Concordia by 10, 41-31. Hastings out on top here with 12:50 to play in the ballgame. It's now 42-37. Northwestern's got the lead over Dort at halftime. We'll try to get to the score, but Northwestern has got the advantage. Midland is playing in Crete tonight against Doan. Broncos in the second half of play so far have connected on 3 out of 13 from the field and now 15 out of 42 for the ball game for 35%. Wesleyan is now hitting 42%. They're at 16 out of 38 from the field. Some quick numbers for you as Hastings College comes back with the ball here. Broncos had an 11-point lead. Wesleyan scores six in a row. There's a wild pass down low. Lena grabs it, but he's too far underneath the basket. Now he's trapped in the lane. And we got a 3-second violation. Woolman threw the ball down the lane to Zach Lena, but he was too far underneath the basket. He was trapped in the lane there, and a 3-second violation is called on the Broncos. 9 turnovers on Hastings. Wesleyan on a 6-0 run. And the Prairie Wolves have the ball. It's knocked loose and is picked up here by Jake Hamburger of Hastings. Hamburger down to Woolman. He drives it. Goes over to Bacon on the baseline. To Kraus. His shot is up there. Good. Kraus knocks home another one. He's got 6 points in the ball game for Hastings on 3 field goals. That breaks the run. 44-37. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead. His Karame. His shot is up and in. Sas Karame scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 44-39. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's Alex there, now to Brandon Kraus. And now Nebraska Wesleyan has gone to a zone defense. Here's a long-range jumper by Hamburger for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Trevor Johnson. So 44-39. Wesleyan goes to a zone defense now with 11 minutes and 53 seconds to play. And now we have got a whistle back the other way. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Kraus. That's going to be a second. So Nebraska Wesleyan flashed a little zone in the Broncos. We'll see what they do in the next possession. Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan, 44-39. Pass comes down on top. It's deflected by Hamburger, but right into the hands of Trevor Johnson, who flips it back to Beardsley. Beardsley out here in three-point territory. Works against Alex Thayer as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Beardsley goes to Trevor Johnson. Johnson gets away, drives the ball toward the goal. A whistle stops play. And we have got another foul on Hastings. It's going to go on Beardsley again, rather on Kraus of Hastings. That's going to be his third. And now going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be, let's see who's going to step there. Trevor Johnson will go to the free throw line. Johnson's got 8 points in the ball game. Brent Wells wanted to check in for the Broncos. But he'll have to wait until after Johnson fires up his first free throw here. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. So now here comes Wells into the ball game. Kraus will check out. Hastings College basketball tonight presented in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Johnson. So it's a 4-point ball game at 44-40. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. That's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer bounce past the woman. Back out to Thayer. Alex Thayer dribbling with the ball. High post to Flynn. Not a woman. On the near sideline. 200 pass to the far sideline. A hamburger. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Minnis. He drives. His ball's going to be knocked out of his hands. Now we got a foul called. Alex Thayer knocks the ball out of Minnis' hands as he was coming back the other way. Minnis picked it back up, and then Alex Thayer is hit with a personal foul. Trying to knock the ball away again. Second foul on Thayer. So now the Broncos' 11-point lead all of a sudden is down to four here. It's 44-40 with 11 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Jonah Badley will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath his own hoop. Gets it into Johnson. His shot wide open. Good. A three-pointer by Johnson from the wing on the right side. Here's Bacon. He goes to Flynn at the other end. His shot is good, and he's fouled. Dane Bacon gets the assist, and Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. And now Flynn will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Hastings now out on top at 46-43 as Flynn will go to the free throw line. Two of two so far tonight. 64% foul shooter in the season. Flynn's shot is up there. That one is good. The best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College knocks down another one. Hastings back out to a four-point lead, 47-43. Beardsley with the ball. Beardsley now to Eric Jackson. To the near sideline, Jonah Badley. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane. Tipped away by Wells. Picked up here by Trevor Johnson. He puts up a shot over Wells. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn gets the ball to Woolman. Woolman goes on the right side. His shot is taken there. It's no good by Wells. And the rebound comes down to Trevor Johnson. Hastings had the numbers there as they went to two-on-one back the other way but could not convert. Trevor Johnson with it in three-point territory. High pass to Eric Jackson. Throws up the three. No good. Karamy gets the rebound. Jump pass back to the right side of the lane. Driving for the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Jackson. And he's going to be hit with a charging foul, I believe. Yeah, an offensive charge on Eric Jackson. Jackson runs over. Dylan Flynn again right side of the lane. Picks up the charge for his efforts. Third foul on Eric Jackson. 47-43. Hastings College is out on top here as they bring the ball back the other direction. Last four meetings the past 2 years have all been decided by 9 points or less. We appear to be headed that direction again. Hastings right now with a four-point lead, 47-43. Down in the corner, Dane Bacon for three. Swish! Dane Bacon hits a three-pointer from the deep right corner. He's got 12 points. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead. It's 50-43. 9:50 to play here in the ball game. Karamy has got the ball in 3 point territory. Sends it down in the corner. Beardsley for three. His shot's off the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Brady Woolman. Runs it down the right sideline. Here's Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Trent Seidel, who's back into the ball game. Seidel brings it to the 10-second line and then hands the ball away to Trey Beardsley. Brings it back to the offensive scoring zone here for Wesleyan. Seidel has got the ball right at the top of the three-point arc. Left sideline to Beardsley. Picked up there by Dane Bacon. Beardsley hanging on to it. Bounce pass. Left side of the lane. Seidel has got a double team, triple team. Throws it out to Giesemann. Down in the corner to Jonah Bradley. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound Wells. Wells gets the ball now to Dane Bacon, and he throws the ball away. Bacon trying to bring the ball back to the left sideline to Woolman and throws the ball into the Bronco bench. 10 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. Wesleyan has got 11, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout with 9 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the basketball game. The Broncos have the lead. It's Hastings 50, Nebraska Wesleyan 43.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings with a lead 50-43 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Byron Cliff is leading Concordia 50-47. They've got 12 minutes and 34 seconds to play in their basketball game here tonight. Hastings College now hitting 18 out of 48 from the field for 37%. Wesleyan 18 out of 44 for 40%. Which team with 18 field goals in the ball game? Hastings has got 4 3-pointers. Wesleyan's only got one. In fact, the Prairie Wolves 1 out of 10 from 3-point territory so far. Hastings not rattling the nets. Took it themselves there. 4 out of 13. Hastings has got 10 free throws. Wesleyan has got 6. Wesleyan still out rebounding Hastings 31-30, 8-7 on the offensive end. Broncos have built a 7-point lead again at 50-43. Wesleyan with the ball in their offensive scoring zone. Here's Seidel driving the ball to the goal again. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and he's going to be fouled into play. Well, Hastings doing everything they can to hold Wesleyan out of the paint area here. They commit the personal foul. That's going to go on the Broncos. Let's see, it should be Dylan Flynn. That's the case. Flynn has now got 4 personal fouls for Hastings. Dylan Flynn with 4. Seidel goes to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 2 points in the ball game. His free throw is up there and in. He'll get one more. Seidel is 73% foul shooter, so now Dylan Flynn will have to come to the bench with 4 fouls. Zach Lena back into the ball game. Hastings 50, Nebraska Wesleyan 44. Next shot is up there. It's up and in. Seidel hits a pair, 50-45 is the score. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman down to Jake Hamburger. The Lohman, Zach Lena, the Hamburger, right side, 3-pointer, up there, no good. Bound for the rebound, it is loose. It's picked up by Wells. His shot is up there, no good. Wells misses an easy one for the Broncos. And the rebound comes down to Seidel. Seidel gets it into the hands now of Byron Thompson, who's back into the ball game. Wesleyan with the ball, trailing by 5 points. It's 50-45. Gieselman has got it. Gieselman out between the rings, down to Bradley. Bradley to Thompson. Comes out to Schweitzer. Schweitzer at the top of the key. Hands it away to Gieselman. Drives, spins in the lane. Tries to dump it away. The ball is loose. It's saved from going out of bounds. Saved now by Gieselman. And now we got Wesleyan out of bounds. Wesleyan saved it twice. They're going beyond the sideline and the end line. But they couldn't do it the third time. And now Hastings will play things in. 50-45. Broncos have the lead. Hastings looking for their 10th win of the season. Already here tonight. Be their third conference win if they can hang on here tonight. Lohman goes over to the right sideline to Bacon. Bounce pass goes to Wells. Out to Lohman. His 3-pointer is put up there. It's no good, but he's fouled into play. Lohman is, rather, Bacon is knocked down in 3-point territory. And he'll have 3 shots here. Trent Scheinl picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his 2nd. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Bacon for 3 shots. As he is fouling the active shooting. In 3-point territory, he's got 12 points already in the ball game for Hastings. First free throw is up there. It's going to be good. Bacon a 75% foul shooter in the season. Balanced scoring attack here tonight. Flynn has got 11 points. Bacon has now got 13. Next shot is up there. It is good. The 2 guys in double figures thus far for the Broncos. Hastings has now built a 7-point lead at 52-45 with 7:57 to play. Johnson comes back in now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Also coming in will be Eric Jackson. Seidel comes to the bench. And also Gieselman will come to the bench for the Prairie Wolves. Next shot by Bacon is up there. In and out, no good. So it's 2 out of 3. Rebound Johnson. Jyron Thompson will bring things up. Left-handed dribble as he skips his way across the 10-second line. There's Johnson on the high post right at the top of the key. Swings it left side to Beardsley. Beardsley picked up by Bacon. Bounce pass to Schweitzer. Double team. Entry pass to get it to Johnson. He's double teamed. The ball knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Wesleyan ball. Boy, Hastings playing tough defense in the paint here tonight. Got a couple of double teams on there. A lot of traffic in the lane. Ball finally knocked out of bounds, and Wesleyan will play things in. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. 7:34 to play in the game. Hastings out on top, 52-45. Here's a Schweitzer with the ball. Now to Thompson. Dribbles toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Foul called. Zach Lena had the rebound. And I think the foul is going to go on the Broncos. Yeah, the foul is going to go on Wells. That's going to be his 2nd. That's going to send Nebraska Wesleyan to the free throw line here. This is going to be Tim Schweitzer going to the line. His shot is up there. That one is going to be good. He's now 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. Schweitzer has got 5 points in the basketball game. Schweitzer is 6'8" junior out of Bedford, Iowa. Schweitzer's second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. So it's a six-point ball game, 52-46. Hastings with the lead. Lohman has got the ball. Goes over to Kraus. Not a Lohman, not a Kraus again. The Wells, the Lohman, entry pass to Lena. Back out to Lohman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Lena had it. He lost it out of his hands. That's out of bounds. It's going to be Wesleyan ball. Battling with Eric Jackson down there on the sideline, or the end line. Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt. 7 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Hastings 52-46. The inbounds pass is intercepted by Kraus. His shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Thompson. Brandon Kraus doing a good job tonight for Hastings College in his first significant playing time. Here for head coach Lance Creech. Bounce pass goes to Trevor Johnson. Drives it down the left side of the lane again. His shot is up there. No good. As he moves the ball toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. That's going to go on Wells. Wells picks up his third personal foul. Dylan Flynn is the only guy in foul trouble right now with four fouls for Hastings. Wells has now got three. This is Trevor Johnson going to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. He'll get one more. Wesley in the 10th best free throw shooting team, 10th out of the 11 teams in the G-Pack. Hastings is number one if this thing comes down to free throws. Next shot is up there. It's good by Trevor Johnson. 52-47. Hastings with a five-point lead with 6:45 to play. Here's Lohman with the ball to Brandon Kraus. Dribble penetration down the lane. Tries to shovel it off to Lena, and he wasn't looking for it. He goes off of his knees out of bounds. One official pointed Wesleyan's way. The other one rules Hastings' way. Broncos will get it as they will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lohman will trigger things in. Brady looking. Finally gets it in here. The Bacon, now to Lohman. Lohman heading toward the goal. His shot in the lane is going to be blocked down there by Trevor Johnson. The ball is loose. Lena grabs the ball, and we got a whistle. A foul is going to be called here on Wesleyan. It's going to be personal foul number four on Byron Thompson. That's going to be his fourth. Ninth team foul on Wesleyan. So Zach Lena goes to the free throw line for Hastings. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Has not been to the line tonight. Lena, an 80% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Nothing but twine for Zach Lena. He is now 30 out of 37 from the free throw line this year. Trey Beardsley comes back into the ball game. Bradley checks out. Hastings leading by a score of 53-47. As Zach Lena will have one more charity toss here for Hastings. Lena, the sophomore out of Omaha. Shot is up there. It's good, so he nails a couple of free throws. Hastings still protecting his seven-point lead. Hastings led at halftime by five at 32-27. He's led by as many as 11 points here in the second half. Trevor Johnson down in the corner now to Eric Jackson. Jackson out between the rings again to a Beardsley. Picked up out there by Kraus. Here's Schweitzer playing beyond the three-point circle. The big guy dribbling with the ball now hands it away to a Minnis. Andrew Minnis takes it down to the baseline, runs into traffic, throws it back out to Schweitzer on the wing. Long pass inside to Johnson. Whistle stops play. The basket does not count. We got a foul before that shot there by Trevor Johnson. The basket does not count by Trevor. The foul is going to go on Kraus of Hastings. That's four fouls now on Brandon Kraus. So going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Trevor Johnson. Johnson has got 13 points in the ball game, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is good. He will get one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Thayer. Kraus will come to the bench. So Alex Thayer into the ball game now for the Broncos. Second shot by Johnson. No good. Hits the front iron. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brent Wells with the board. Hastings still leading by 6 points at 54-48. 5:54 to play here in the ball game from Snyder Arena in Lincoln tonight. Some good ball games here. Hastings College women winning the first game. Alex Thayer out of Brady Lohman. Here's Dane Bacon left side out to Lohman, top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line, throws it out here to Bacon for three. His shot's going to be short and a good rebound, Minnis. Andrew Minnis with the ball. Wesleyan has got the possession here, trailing by 6 points at 54-48. Trey Beardsley, not a Schweitzer. Bounce pass near sideline, Eric Jackson. Jackson holds it, gets it to Minnis on the elbow, right side. The ball tipped away, and it's picked up by Hastings. Turnover number 12 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with the ball. Woolman now to Bacon. Bacon gets it over to Alex Thayer. Alex puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Lena, 12-footer. Bingo! Zach Lena gets the field goal there for Hastings. He's now got 8 points. And now the Broncos want to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings has opened up an 8-point lead again. We'll take a break with the score. The Broncos 56, the Prairie Wolves 48.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Dort is out on top of Northwestern tonight, 45-39. That's a halftime score. Dort 45 and Northwestern 39. Hastings leading here over Nebraska Wesleyan is 56-48. And we got some pressure by the Broncos in backcourt. The ball knocked away from Trey Beardsley out of bounds. So Wesleyan again will play things in. Here in backcourt. Broncos led at halftime, 32-27. Wesleyan will play things in. Broncos putting a lot of pressure on Wesleyan defensively here tonight. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Trevor Johnson finally steps into the offensive scoring zone against Zach Lena. Trey Beardsley now out between the rings, behind the screen. Beardsley is double teamed, finally gets away. The pass to Trevor Johnson down on the baseline. The Minnis, a shot from 12 feet away, is no good. Rebound, Loman. He's checked from behind and a foul called. Eric Jackson is made guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So now we walk to the other end of the floor. We've seen a ton of fouls here in the second half. In fact, both teams are in the double bonus situation here down the stretch with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. We'll name our players of the game following this contest here tonight. Coach's post-game show before we get out of here. Brady Lohman in the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Lohman throws it up there, and the shot is no good. He doesn't miss many. He misses that one. Lohman will have one more. 56-48. Lohman will have one more shot here. Takes a deep breath here at the free throw line. Bounces the ball a few times. Sets, fires, and scores it. Lohman now in double figures. He's got 10 points. Hastings with a 9-point lead at 57-48. Wesleyan comes back quickly. Byron Thompson, he has trouble with the dribble. He's hit from behind and a foul called. Zach Lena is going to be the guilty party. That's going to be his third. Thompson was having problems with a dribble down the left sideline. As Zach Lena runs him over and commits the personal foul. That's going to send Thompson to the free throw line now. Byron Thompson, he's got 5 points in the ball game. One out of one from the free throw line. He'll fire up a couple of shots here. His shot is going to be around the rim and down. He'll get one more. Here comes Flynn back into the ball game for Brent Wells. So Dylan Flynn will play with 4 personal fouls. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Hastings 57, Nebraska Wesleyan 49. Wesleyan hits another free throw there with Byron Thompson. And now it's a 7-point ball game again. 57-50 from Snyder Arena here in Lincoln. Alex Thayer back in the ball game. Goes to Woolman, out of Thayer. 25 feet away from the basket out here in three-point territory. Alex Thayer on the dribble. Lobs it to the free throw line. That's Flynn. Flynn down in the corner now to Bacon, to Thayer. Alex Thayer dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass inside, intercepted. Intercepted there by Schweitzer. That's the 11th turnover on Hastings. And now Wesleyan down by 7 points. They've got the ball. Here's a Minnis. Minnis goes inside to Johnson. Johnson tries to shovel it away. He does to Thompson. Kicks it out to the wing. A three-pointer. Good. Eric Jackson hits a three-pointer. He's got 9 points, and it's now 57-53. Hastings leading by 4. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Flynn. Flynn gets the ball now to Dane Bacon. 3:43 to play in the basketball game. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Flynn at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. Left-handed shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Byron Thompson runs her back the other way. Tricky dribbles into the forecourt and loses control. Picked up by Johnson. Johnson spins in the lane, goes for the basket. Shot good. 57-55. 3:20 to play. Hastings has led this baby most of the way here tonight here in the second half. Dylan Flynn spins at the free throw line, throws it out to Lohman. Now to Alex Thayer to Bacon for a three. That's off of the iron. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Minnis. Wesleyan can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings 57, Nebraska Wesleyan 55. Johnson with the ball. Johnson now to Eric Jackson. Gives it to Johnson, top of the key. Picked up there by Dylan Flynn. A pass to the near sideline to Thompson. The ball nearly intercepted there by Thayer. Lobs it inside now to Schweitzer. Schweitzer top of the key to Jackson for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Rebound Johnson. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Zach Lena grabs the board there. Flynn, all he could do is basically extend his arms. Didn't want to go after those balls inside. He's playing with four personal fouls. Hastings with a two-point lead, 57-55. Alex Thayer with the ball deep in the corner. Inside to Flynn. Double team. Bounce pass down low. The ball tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Zach Lena. The ball intercepted. 12 turnovers on Hastings. Back the other way. Going for the basket. A shot by Minnis. No good. Rebound Lena of Hastings. Lena gets the ball the way to Flynn. 2:09 to play here in the contest. Hastings with a two-point lead, 57-55. Brady Lohman has got it out here in three-point territory. Lohman goes over to Bacon on the far sideline. Now to Lohman. Back to Bacon. Bacon holds it. Goes to Zach Lena in the high post. We got 15 seconds left in the shot clock. 1:50 left in the ball game. Hastings with a two-point lead, 57-55. Another Wesleyan Hastings game going to the wire tonight. Flynn puts a man in the air, drives it down the lane. His shot good. Dylan Flynn now in double figures for Hastings. He's got 13 points. Hastings with a four-point lead. Hastings 59, Wesleyan 55, and now the Prairie Wolves want to call a timeout. Dylan Flynn with a big field goal in last possession for Hastings. The Broncos have a four-point lead. We'll take a break. 1:32 to play in the ball game. It's Hastings 59, Nebraska Wesleyan 55.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Hastings shot hitting 20 out of 58 from the field now for 34.5%. Not been a good shooting night for the Broncos here in this ball game tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan 20 out of 51 for 39.2%. Wesley has knocked down only 2 out of 12 from 3-point range tonight for 16%. Hastings 4 out of 17 for 23%. Broncos have hit 15 free throws compared to 13 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves continue to out-rebound Hastings 40-37. Hastings with a lead here, 59-55 with 1:32 to play in regulation. Byron Thompson has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Gives it away to Scheidel, who's back into the ball game. Scheidel looking to dribble inside, can't do it. Flips it away to Eric Jackson. The ball poked into the backcourt. Jackson picks it back up. Jackson gets it to Bradley, now with 15 left in the shot clock, to Thompson. Thompson takes the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good, and a charging foul is going to be called on Byron Thompson. Thompson goes tumbling out of bounds, and I think that's going to be number 5 on Byron. And Thompson is going to foul out of the ball game now with 1 minute and 12 seconds to play here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's a sophomore out of Centennial, Colorado. And he fouls out of the basketball game on a charging foul, taking the ball to the hole there for Nebraska Wesleyan. So now they'll have some time here to decide who's going to replace Byron Thompson. Hastings with a 4-point lead at 59-55. Dort is leading Northwestern 51-45. They say it's late in the second quarter or second half. So normally a couple of teams that really put some points on the scoreboard in a low-scoring tussle tonight in Sioux Center, Iowa, as Dort has got a 6-point lead over Northwestern 51-45 late in that ball game. Checking in is going to be Trey Beardsley. Beardsley comes in for Thompson. Hastings will have the basketball here with a 4-point lead at 59-55. Brady Lohman will have it into the offensive zone. He'll play catch with it here with Dane Bacon. Hastings will use as much time as they can. Shot clock down to 20 seconds. Lohman has got the ball just across the 10-second line. Here's Jake Hamburger with it now. Hamburger brings it over to Lohman in the center of the floor. Now to Hamburger. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Hamburger to Lohman. Lohman here on the near sideline. Out to Jake. Brings it back to Lohman. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's good. Big bucket there by Brady Lohman. That gives Hastings a 7-point lead. 62-55. A big shot by Brady Lohman. Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball here. Trey Beardsley has got it. Beardsley works against Hamburger, drives the ball into the paint, throws it out of the wing. Jackson, his shot is up there and in a three-pointer. Eric Jackson comes right back and nails a three-pointer for Wesleyan. So a three for Brady Lohman, a three for Eric Jackson. We're back to where we started from here. 4-point advantage for the Broncos. We've got a timeout. 22.2 seconds to play in regulation. It is Hastings 62, Nebraska Wesleyan 58.
One local call does it all. In Hastings, one call to 402-463-1371 reaches Hastings Utilities, your locally owned, not-for-profit utility system. If you have questions, comments, or need to report service difficulties, one local call really does do it all. No 800 numbers, no five-minute waits to talk to a real person. Accessible and accountable to its customers, that's Hastings Utilities. Hastings Utilities, a municipally owned utility serving the community of Hastings and area customers, including Junietta, with reliable, dependable service.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College women won the first game tonight 56-49 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Chelsea Morton, 12 points, 5 rebounds. Melissa Thompson, 11 points, 9 rebounds. Hastings is now 7-5 in the season. They're 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will take on 5th-ranked Briar Cliff coming up on Saturday afternoon. Hastings College men now with a 4-point lead at 62-58. Hastings will have the ball here in backcourt. The inbounds pass is going to be kicked here. Dylan Flynn inbounding the ball for Hastings in backcourt. Wesleyan obviously attacking all over the place here. 21.8 seconds to play now. Hastings will play things in. Dylan Flynn looking to get it in. He does to Woolman, and Woolman is going to be fouled in the play. So they send the best free throw shooter in the conference and one of the better free throw shooters in the nation to the free throw line now for the Broncos with 20.7 seconds to play. Foul goes on Jonah Bradley. That's going to be his second. Bradley and the woman again were high school teammates at Norfolk. They foul one another here as a woman will go to the free throw line. He has got 13 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He will have one more. Beardsley comes back in now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Krause is going to come in for Hastings College as Flynn will come to the bench. 20.7 seconds to play. Hastings now with a 5-point lead at 63-58. Brady Lohman will have one more shot here. And the shot is up. It is good. The other four players were not even on the lane that time for Hastings. They were playing beyond the 3-point circle as Lohman knocks down a couple of free throws. Hastings leading 64-58. A driving layup is up there. No good. Tap try is no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Brady Lohman has got it down the right sideline. Long pass ahead to get it to Brandon Krause. Krause down to Zach Lena. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. This one is over. Hastings College beats Nebraska Wesleyan. The Hastings College Broncos knock off Nebraska Wesleyan. Final score, Hastings 64, Nebraska Wesleyan 58. So Hastings improves to 10 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Broncos go to 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan drops to 4-4 in the season. They're now 0-4 in conference play. Hastings wins it tonight 64-58 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Back with the final numbers right after this.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated.
Better service built this business.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College men's basketball team winners tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan. The final score of 64-58. So Hastings now 10-2 in the season, 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready for Briarcliff coming up on Saturday afternoon. Final shooting numbers into the ball game here tonight. Neither team shot the ball real well. Hastings was 21 out of 59 from the field tonight for 35.6%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 21 out of 54 for 38.9%. Hastings 5 out of 18 from three-point range for 27.8%. Nebraska Wesleyan 3 out of 13 for 23.1%. Hastings knocked down some free throws. Broncos 17 out of 20 from the free throw line for 85%. Wesleyan hit only 13 out of 24 for 54%. Rebounds, Wesleyan had 41 tonight. Hastings had 38. Wesleyan wins the offensive war 11-9. Broncos had 14 turnovers officially in the ballgame. Wesleyan had 19. Hastings with one block shot and 9 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan had 6 block shots and 9 steals. Largest lead of the ballgame for Hastings was 11 points. That one occurred at 42-31. With 15 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the second half, Nebraska Wesleyan's largest lead was 3 points in the first half. In fact, after Hastings scored the first 5 points and Wesleyan came back to score the next 8, basically neither team had more than a 3-point lead in their first half until Hastings led by 5 at halftime, 32-27. Broncos extending the lead to 11 points in the second half at 42-31. Wesleyan cut the lead to 1 at 44-43, and the 2 points at 57-55, but Hastings knocking down a big 3, getting some free throws down the stretch, and Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 64-58. Hastings getting 16 points in the ball game tonight from Brady Lohman. So Lohman scores 16. Dylan Flynn had 13 points. Dane Bacon had 14. So Hastings had 3 guys in double figures. Lohman with 16, Bacon with 14, Dylan Flynn with 13. The other scorer, Zach Lena, had 8 points tonight. Carson Bloom had 6. Brandon Krause came off of the bench to score 6 points for Hastings. Leading scorer for Nebraska Wesleyan was Trevor Johnson. He ends up with 13. Eric Jackson had 12 points tonight. Other scorers, Jonah Bradley had 7. Byron Thompson had 7 points. 6 for Sas Karame, 5 points for Tim Schweitzer, 4 for Trent Seidel. So Hastings College wins it here tonight. Final score of 64-58. Stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's bowl special. 2 award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
This is the player of the game on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
All right, welcome back to Snyder Arena. Hastings College wins both ends of the doubleheader here tonight. The women winning earlier tonight, 56-49. The guys, 64-58. over Nebraska Wesleyan. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Have a sports lover on your list? Shop Dunham Sports for apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham Sports, like the Nike VR Straight Fit Tour Fairway Woods for only $79.99. Or save 50% on the Sure Shot basketball game from Metal Sports, now only $99.99. Ladies, keep cozying the plush robe from Body Candy for only $11.99. Find everything on your sports lover's list at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
So our players of the game tonight for the Hastings College women, it'll be Chelsea Morton tonight. She leads the team in scoring with 12 points. She was 6 out of 11 from the field, 0 out of 1 from three-point range, missed a couple of free throws, but pulls down 5 rebounds in the ball game tonight, 4 offensively and 1 on defense. 12 total points, also dished out an assist and had 3 steals and 1 block shot as Hastings College wins the first ball game by a score of 56-49 over Nebraska Wesleyan. The Hastings College guys will go with Brady Lohman. He leads the team in scoring and just missed a double-double tonight. Lohman had 16 points and 9 rebounds, 4 out of 13 from the field, 1 out of 5 from 3-point territory, hit 7 out of 8 free throws tonight, pulls down 9 rebounds, 1 on offense, 8 on defense, scores the 16 points, 3 assists, and also had 1 steal as the Hastings College men knock off Nebraska Wesleyan 64-58. So Brady Lohman and also Chelsea Morton, our players of the game tonight. Stick around. The post-game show continues right after this.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. More post-game is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Hastings College wins it tonight by a score of 64-58 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Going to have a chance to talk with Brady Lohman here on the post-game show here tonight. And Brady, a heck of a ball game for you, just missing a double-double, 16 points and 9 rebounds. Talk about the effort tonight.
Yeah, I thought I played really well. Too bad I couldn't get one more, but it was definitely a team win. It's never easy to just come here and blow these guys out. It's always a grind, and we showed some resilience there when they cut it to 2 and ended up coming out with the win.
Now, we mentioned during the broadcast you got a former high school teammate on the other side, and Jonah Bradley. You guys are going at it tonight.
Yeah, it's always fun to play him. It was real fun playing with him in high school. We always kind of give each other some crap there out on the court, but it's all fun.
Doing some trash talking out there on the court tonight?
You could call it that. I'd say it's more friendly trash talking, out of anything, but yeah.
Wesleyan got you a couple of times last year, so you guys are really coming in here tonight to staying focused.
Yeah, like you said, they got us twice last year. This is one of the games that tough road game, tough place to play. We knew we had to come in and fight hard and get a win.
You guys had an 11-point lead in the second half, and Wesleyan all of a sudden got in a little run, chopped the lead down to 2, chopped the lead down to 1 later in the ball game. Like you said, you guys stayed in there and showed a lot of heart staying on top.
Yeah, we had a couple open shots there when we had it at 11, just couldn't finish them, but they ended up cutting it to 2. But like I said, we showed some resilience there. And we're able to push it back up and get a win.
I think when they made one of their runs, you knocked down a big 3-pointer later in the ball game. That was huge.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Coach Maya Slough said I was going to hit a big shot sometime in the game.
That was the one.
That was it, yeah.
So Hastings goes on to a win tonight, 64-58. Talk about defensively playing a team like Nebraska Wesleyan. Again, a team that really survives around the basket. That was tough holding those guys out of there.
Yeah. Obviously, we want to play good defense every game. But I don't want to say we wanted them to score, but our thing coming into this game, whether they scored or didn't, we wanted to run, get them up and down. That's why we pressed them pretty much the whole game, see if we could get them going up and down. And I think we did a pretty good job of that in spurts.
Wesleyan is a team that wanted to play this ball game in the 50s and 60s. You guys didn't shoot the ball real well tonight, 35%, but you found a way and found one aspect of your game that's you were able to grab onto, and that's free throw shooting again down the stretch.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing how we've changed this year. Last year, we kind of, a team would have cut that to two, and we kind of would have just laid down and let them win. But this year, we're able to, if we're not hitting threes, not hitting jump shots, we're getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line, and coming out with wins like that.
What about this team? You've got 10 wins under your belt already in the 12 outings. You guys are sitting at 10-2 and sitting at 3-2 in the conference, playing extremely well. Is that surprising to you this early in the season?
Yes and no. We knew coming in that we were going to have a good team. We had been young the last couple years, and we had pretty much everybody coming back, bunch of starters. But we knew we had to come in every game, play hard. We've got a bunch of shooters. If we're not shooting it good, we have to get to the rim, get to the foul line. And so far, we've been really good at doing that.
Dakota Wesleyan over the weekend did not play real well, so you guys really had to come back here. You don't want to drop many conference games before Christmas. You got to stay in the race, at least when we flip the calendar over.
Yeah, Dakota Wesleyan's a tough place to play, too. We just didn't really play well, and they beat us, so we couldn't go 0-2 this week before Briarcliff coming up, so we had to get a win.
Yeah, Briarcliff coming up this weekend, another tough team from the north coming in, but you have them on your home floor.
Yeah, it'll be a good game. I think, I don't want to say more fun, but it might be a little bit more fun. I think they like to get up and down a little bit and like to score some points like us. So.
All right, Hastings College wins it here tonight. That's 64-58. We'll let you get showered and get on our way home. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Brady Lohman on the postgame show here tonight. Hastings College wins it. Lohman scoring 16 points and grabbing 9 rebounds in the ball game here tonight. We'll take a break and get a final word right after this.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunts is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
So checking the scoreboard before we get out of here tonight. Again, Hastings College wins in this ball game 64-58 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Briarcliff tonight has beaten Concordia by the score of 75-68. The Doan College Tigers sneak out a one-point win over Midland tonight, the final of 65-64. Dort has beaten Northwestern by the score of 74-56. We're still waiting on the Morningside final score. Here tonight, Morningside has now beaten Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 80-69. So all the men's games are complete. Over on the women's side of things, Hastings College winning over Nebraska Wesleyan 56-49. Morningside 74, Dakota Wesleyan 59. It was Midland over Doan 65-60. Northwestern by 20 over Dort tonight 71-51. The showdown in Sioux City, it was number one ranked Concordia knocking off fifth-ranked Briarcliff, 72-65. Next Bronco broadcast is coming up on Saturday afternoon. We'll be back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Briarcliff in town to take on Hastings College. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Gets underway at 2 o'clock with a women's game. It'll be 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 1:45. Our high school basketball coverage gets underway on Friday night. And we'll be with Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawks and the Hawkettes will take on Donovan Trumbull. That'll be at the Chapman Gym. Their time will be at 5:45 on Friday night with the girls going at 6 o'clock and the guys going at 7:45. But Hastings College picking up 2 wins here tonight. In the women's game, 56-49. In the guys' game, 64-58. That'll do it from Snyder Arena in Lincoln here tonight. From my producer and engineer, Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will wishing a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.